Wisconsin falls short in the report for the amount it spends on the state quit line. Spending per smoker in 2010 was 73 cents. The Centers for Disease Control recommends nearly $11 be spent for each tobacco user. Donna Wininski is with the American Lung Association in Wisconsin. She says this was one factor in getting the state's adult smoking rate below 20%. Many states, which saw smoking rates fall for decades, are now seeing them stall.
We're at the lowest rate we ever have been, but the declines are now smaller and smaller and smaller increments.
The report predicts demand for quit lines will increase as graphic warning labels are placed on cigarette packs. A federal judge has temporarily blocked those labels. Wininski predicts the controversial pictures designed to dissuade smokers will be allowed on cigarette packs.
They weren't scheduled to take effect until next year anyway, so we're very confident that there will be a resolution to it somewhere within the next several months and that those labels will proceed as planned.
Nine states require insurance to cover smoking cessation. Wisconsin does not. It does cover smoking cessation for Medicaid recipients and those on the state employee health plan. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.